what you dream, a nightmare. I want the people to wake up to the lies the pigs make up. Imperialistic swans that I grind into bacon bits. Call it bits cause I ain't taking. I'm not a Nazi or a Cappy or a Farmy, but you want me in prison cause I'm busy attacking. I rag it and snag it and drag it and rip it to shreds. Cause I'm too black, too strong, too red, too dread. And I'm dreaded cause I make the pigs tremble when I burn a symbol. Yo, I'm quick and nimble like Jack, but I'm a black man attacking the flag. I keep my torch handy, I'm no Yankee Doodle Dandy. So just hand me a flag from the fascists and watch me burn that piece up to ashes. Cause the real meaning is what the masses must learn. That's why the red, white, and blue must burn, baby, burn.
$10 a month. It's the price of a gigabyte of data for that iPad you never use. It's two overpriced coffees you ordered when you forgot to look at the menu. It's your overzealous attempts to meet the credit card minimum at the bodega on the corner. But $10 a month could be a lot more. Become a BAI buddy and commit to a recurring monthly donation to WBAI. This money will help us continue to broadcast the thoughts and perspectives of the progressive public. A BAI buddy is also not without perks. Your monthly contribution will earn you a WBAI tote bag and a member card offering Zipcar sales, discounted meals at select restaurants, and a handful of other benefits. You will also become a full voting member of WBAI, and our diverse programming will reflect your voice. Go to givetowbai.org and become a BAI buddy to support Free Speech Radio today.
Akan tu chasha o etona ke chama khakil akan ombi o hut opa na khopa hu khambi tak us kan ska ombi ke na yuha ma khakil akan khaka ta ko e chake na ke he on o na o ki chi la mani pikte ma khakil o ho ki la mo shi e o he chi le o yu ta
ta ni ma
Pami tak bi hani washtelo chante washte na page hughes up yellow le onki piki he washtelo greetings and welcome my relatives. I shake your hand with a good heart. It's good for all of us to be here. In addition to reality from the Pacifica Radio Network, this is First Voices Indigenous Radio. Well, my name is Teokas, and I'm the native fella here. And we're premiering your DVD here, and I want to know, I mean, what makes a guy like you who had all the privilege, had all the things to really see something that was against the grain? Did you feel there was something wrong, that you had to do something, and that the old established way of doing things was not good for us in a sense?
Well, exactly. I was fortunate to grow up in a lot of privilege and comfort, and I was enjoying, you know, learning in school and being an athlete and being outdoors and so forth. And as I started to get out in the world and see the real suffering that was going on, and seeing that as I was graduating from college, we were invading Cambodia for no good reason and destroying the environment and at the risk of nuclear holocaust, it began to dawn on me that there was intense suffering in actually most of humanity. And I could feel my deep interconnection with that. I was starting Zen meditation at the time, and the deeper I went, the more I was hearing inside of me just this profound kind of wailing of the suffering of humanity. And when I finally realized what I was hearing, and committed myself to doing everything I could with my life to relieve that suffering, that sound went away inside of me and was replaced by a deep sense of peace. But only as I committed myself to really doing what I could to relieve the suffering. And I was passionate about film, and I committed myself to finding out what was in the way of human beings thriving. And I told my friends at college and when I was graduating that if I found the answer to that and a way out, that I would make a feature film about it. I thought it might take 5 or 10 years. Well, here we are 45 years later. Finally, the film that I always wanted to make has come out.
45 years in the making, that film we're talking about here on WBAI, New York 99.5 FM. It's shedding light into what you would say the destructive forces of greed. And I want to say that without knowing what they were, on the result of being a victim of greed, you were also in the what they would call the greedy ones and the 1%. And now we're looking at it involves all of us. We are all included. There's not going to be one of us that are left out of the results or the consequences if we don't awaken ourselves to what we can actually and positively do for ourselves as well as the rest of life on this planet, not just a human being factor.
Yeah. Well, I want to make one distinction that I think is really important for people to realize, which is the difference between the 1% and what I would call the 0.0001% of people who are actually intentionally perpetrating an agenda to dominate most of the people on the planet and in the process destroying billions of lives. I want to make that distinction between someone who's doing that and someone who has simply been successful and made money. You know, if you look at someone like Oprah Winfrey or Steve Jobs or something like that, or my great-great-grandfather who was making soap and candles successfully, I think in a free society there's nothing wrong with somebody being successful. I think the question is then what do you do with that success? Are you helping people with their lives, or are you destroying lives? And I don't think that just anyone with money should be degraded or insulted or hated, but actually we should look to see what are they doing with their lives.
And that's what this the movie Thrive comes out of. And I have in the studio here Tony Bates, and I think he's got a live question for you.
Absolutely. I just want to kind of revisit the story that you told where you first began to see that the wool was being pulled over your eyes as a child that in school. But also I wanted to say that when I first looked at the movie, the toroidal pattern that you're describing as energetic, I immediately related to because it is a pattern that I had been taught to meditate with. It's an exact pattern that I had seen and been told this is one of the ways that you should meditate to use the energy to flow through your body. But let's go back to that story of what made you begin to open your eyes, not just on the school bus, but the nuclear explosion. Can you tell that story?
Yeah, I mentioned in the movie that when the moment I really started to think for myself, as far as I can remember, was when I found myself under my desk in elementary school with my arms over my head, and we were doing a drill practicing how to protect ourselves. in case of a nuclear explosion. And cowering under that desk, I realized this isn't going to handle it. These adults don't necessarily know what they're talking about. I better start thinking for myself, and I also better check out what energy is. And I think that I was traumatized by that event, and I think it's one of the things that led to the other event you're talking about, which was just a few years later as a freshman in high school, and I was riding on a school bus looking out the window, and the light was kind of blinking through the trees, and suddenly I saw a full-blown vision of this whirlpool vortex of energy, and then it became an atom with the nucleus at the center and the electrons going around the outside, and then that transformed into a solar system with the sun at the center and the planets going around the outside. And then it became a whole-body experience for me where I realized very profoundly that somehow I was that same pattern, roughly halfway between in scale, you know, between a tiny little atom and a vast solar system. And I had no idea what that really meant, but I became very preoccupied with finding out, is there actually a fundamental energy pattern in the universe? And have spent essentially most of the rest of my life first answering that question and then applying the answer.
And that it's termed the Osirian symbol, and I found that it's everywhere in the world, and it's something that the ancient people must have known. Where did we lose the knowledge, or did we lose it?
Well, I think we lost the understanding of it, and I think that one of the reasons was that the powers that be in one culture after another have suppressed the keys to power, to individual power in the form of transforming our consciousness, expanding our identity, and, you know, really knowing more deeply who we are, and also power in terms of access to energy through technology. So this Osirian temple icon that you're referring to, it's also called the Flower of Life now, seems to have been encoded by many generations, many different cultures over millennia. And I believe that it was originally taught to Earth creatures from more advanced civilizations visiting various cultures from beyond this planet, from either interdimensionally or from literally beyond the solar system or even the galaxy. There's lots of evidence that we have been being visited by the so-called sun gods, you know, coming out of the sky in these burning chariots and then teaching advanced principles and moving giant rocks and building things like the Great Pyramid potentially. And so one of the things that they have encoded, as far as I can tell, is a fundamental understanding of how nature moves energy in the universe. And if we can understand how energy moves, then we can design our system, whether it's our technology systems, our economic systems, our transportation and communication systems, in alignment with that energy. And I think create sustainable systems rather than the destructive systems that we have now economically and through energy with the combustion and the fission and the things that are really threatening not only our skies but the life on Earth as we know it. And I think we're being taught that not only by encoded information from ancient cultures but also from more advanced cultures through things like the crop circle. I've studied spatial geometry all my life, and if I were teaching a college PhD course, I could use hundreds of crop circles as very specific diagrams at a very high level of physics and geometry to teach people how energy works. So it's at least a curious question of how these crop circles are being formed, the ones that aren't being hoaxed by you know, people with boards and ropes, and how were these messages known? How was this knowledge known by ancient cultures who sent it across the generations?
So I'm curious as to how would these solutions that you're referring to look like practically, this energy that you described that might serve us better, how would that look on the planet and what effect would it have for the greater population?
Well, that's a great question. I was not planning in my research to be going into UFOs and ETs and conspiracies and so forth. I was primarily a scientist and looking into how we can access energy more efficiently. And I became friends with a number of inventors and was invited into some private and secret laboratories where they were developing alternative energy devices based on this same understanding of how this toroidal shape works in nature. And I got to see multiple devices where people were pulling clean, safe energy right out of the space around us. Oftentimes, the energy coming out of a device was more than it took to run it, and oftentimes the device was not even plugged into anything, and yet it was still running and pouring out electricity. In fact, sometimes the more devices you plug into the outlet, the more energy it would pull, quite contrary to our usual understanding of physics and engineering. And the common denominator of all of these different devices was that they all mimic this toroidal form. It's not a cube, it's not a sphere. In other words, it doesn't enclose energy. It's an open-shaped donut where energy can pass freely through so that the temperature of the device can stabilize. All of the old devices, when people were first trying to do this, would either freeze or fry because they were trying to contain this boundless energy. And as soon as they started opening up the systems and tuning them, just like you tune a guitar, they started accessing this boundless energy through resonance rather than explosion. And the great news is that it really moved me and my wife to tears to see these technologies on benches in different labs currently existing today. We don't need to be fighting over oil or polluting our skies or causing asthma in our children. We already have access to clean, safe energy. The unfortunate news is that there are vested interests with trillions of dollars of oil and coal and natural gas and uranium still in the underground, and they don't want to easily give up those profits, and they also don't want to give up the control that they have over people's lives. So virtually every lab I visited has been raided and shut down by government and intelligence organizations. And the inventors have been threatened. Their lives have been threatened, and they have all stopped doing the inventions. And so we're in a situation where we have access technologically, and philosophically it's the paradigm breakthrough of our age. But politically and financially, we're in a predicament where we don't have access to this technology. So that's one of the things that we're doing with our film, is getting that word out and gathering information on successful inventors and people who are willing to fund and protect this technology. And we're just getting a huge response from all over the world to this news.
It seems that you would. One more time, what kind of system could be put in place where this would actually serve the folks in the third world, for instance, or even in this country? And what about the infrastructure that we have already? Would we have to undo it?
Well, not necessarily. I'm a big believer in the true free market, not a government-dominated, subsidized state intervention market, but a market where people can develop their own products and voluntarily exchange them in such a way that the best ones rise to the surface and get supported. So in the beginning, probably we would use the current infrastructure and have large devices where we now have coal-fired power plants and dams and nuclear plants and so forth. And we would have large plants where this energy was just generated, tapped right out of space, and probably using the existing wires to circulate it. In the future, as more and more of these devices are built, they don't need to be very big at all. People can actually have them, in their garage and charge their electric cars and run their house off of this. And ultimately, these are very transportable. And since they're tapping energy out of space rather than out of, off of electrical wires, you could have these in the Himalayas. You could have them in the deserts of Africa. So that truly, at a very inexpensive price, people could have access to energy for to run wells and heat their homes and so forth, run communication systems anywhere in the world.
Wow, that's promising at the very least.
Yes, it's really exciting.
It is. Foster, this is sort of another question and another adventure, but the Native person that you have and are working with the wellness and sustainability and indigenous rights, what would the views that you were saying, and were they really sort of outside of the box, looking in and saying, look, we could have done this a long time ago. Why didn't we do it? And why is it, why are we standing at the edge of everything now with all the crisis and environmental and human crisis as well as species crisis going on now? Why can't we do this now? Is it possible now if we just were able to shut off everything and switch streams, so to speak?
Well, I think it's definitely possible now. And I think it's unstoppable now. The fact that we've got the internet and have been able to keep it open, and through groups like Anonymous, there's increasing promise that we can keep open the internet, even though the government's trying to take it over, corporations are trying to take it over, the UN is trying to take it over. You know, it's our greatest organizational tool as well as informational tool, and as long as we can keep that open, people are getting informed and organizing through movements like Occupy and the Arab Spring. Really, there is a global emergence of awareness of basically how we've been getting screwed and deceived by a small cartel of international bankers who've been really controlling most of our power centers. The word is getting out. People are taking a stand and saying no. And now people are genuinely exploring. And a great sort of icon of this is the nightly circles that Occupy encampments are having, where people are sitting around and talking about how can we organize in a way that transcends the traditional conservative liberal polarity and the Republican Democrat and the labor management, all these institutionalized differences that are not working, that have got us gridlocked. How the people are exploring how can we communicate with each other and exchange economically in a way that's based on integrity and freedom rather than on corruption and domination. And in our website at thrivemovement.com, we really go into that in great depth, following up on what we suggest in the movie as to how we can organize in every sector of human endeavor, whether it's economics or environment or infrastructure, education, you know, science, the arts. We'd identify 12 major sectors that seem to cover all of human endeavor. And people are starting to organize, specifically related to us, in thrive movement groups in cities and states and countries all over the world already, just in a few months, and taking on their local issues in each one of these sectors, and then organizing, bringing the committees from each of those sectors together into a central steering committee, and then linking together through the internet and beginning to use the Thrive website to link together with other groups that are working on similar issues in their local environments all over the country and all over the world. So we can organize really in a laser-like fashion now so that we can go after each of what we call the critical issues that we identify on our website in each of these major sectors, and people can choose what they're most passionate about and what they're most skilled at and go after that with the support of their local or global communities. And at the same time, relax, knowing that the other sectors and the other what we call levels of engagement, either meeting immediate needs or working on systemic change or working on the consciousness shift that is behind all of this, people can relax knowing that all those other levels and sectors are also being handled or being addressed responsibly by people from all over the world, so we can begin to approach solutions as a whole system, but as a decentralized, self-creating movement, because that way it's unstoppable.
We are speaking with Foster Gamble, the brainchild of Thrive, the documentary, the movie. We are offering that today on WBAI. Foster, again, thank you so much for being here at WBAI and First Voices Indigenous Radio. And I know that I would like to just add something that is no longer about surviving, but it's about learning how to thrive. And once we have that, then we'll truly understand what we need to do with the rest of our lives on this planet as a human species. And Foster, thank you so much for being here.
Well, it's been a great pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
This is WBAI, First Voices Indigenous Radio, and that was Foster Gamble. Yes, there it is. And talking about the infrastructure, and what I'd like to say, his gatherings at nighttime that he was describing were the to us, the spiritual think tanks that are happening. Thrive is part of that movement. I really enjoyed that interview and how he's inclusive about all these 12 areas of the life that we live as human beings here.
Absolutely. And this is, and as he said, there's a consciousness changing on the planet. But this is the kind of discussion, Teokasen, that's rarely heard in media. This is the kind of discussion that the other stations won't put on. And that's why support of this station is so important. You cannot hear this kind of discussion in the mainstream media because, I mean, GE is making money off of the wars that we are prosecuting around the globe for these resources. So why would they tell you this story that indeed they are scientists who have contacted other energy? And I want to make it clear, when he was saying outer space, he didn't mean outer space. Mm-hmm. He meant the space around us. There's energy in the air around us, and these people have created devices that access and use that energy. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number that you're going to call to make that pledge of support to WBAI. The pledge is just $80 for this film, Thrive. It is a fantastic film, and it covers so much ground. It's over 2 hours long. A very, very brilliant film. 212-209-2950. We're going to go back to a little bit more from the film, and we will talk to you again in a moment.
So here we are, a relatively immature species struggling with possible self-destruction. If aligning with the Taurus does hold the key to a new form of clean, safe energy access, imagine the implications. This could be the most important technology breakthrough of our times. So who wouldn't want to have an energy source that's unlimited and freely available? That turned out to be a key question. And that's what led me down the next rabbit hole. It turns out that scientists as far back as the early 1900s have been developing alternative ways to access electricity without combustion. Nikola Tesla believed he had tapped into what he called radiant energy. Many scientists believe he was accessing what's now called free energy. But before Tesla could finish the project, his financier, banker J.P. Morgan, who had a monopoly on the copper used for electrical lines, recognized how Tesla's invention could transmit electricity without wires. He then shut down Tesla's funding. Tesla's lab was burned down and he was ostracized, all for trying to implement his vision of unlimited energy for everyone. Modern-day inventor Adam Trombley was inspired by Tesla's work and by the possibilities of the Taurus. Trombley built a dynamo, a direct current generator that accessed electrical power right out of the air.
We were trying to demonstrate that by mimicking the magnetic field of a planet and rotating this device, we could actually create a dynamo that would work. And in fact, it did work, and it does work. So when we contemplate nature, when we contemplate Jupiter, or we contemplate a dynamo like the Earth rotating in space, we're basically talking about a magnet which is rotating in space. And the lines of flux of the magnet are pouring down and through in this toroidal pattern of the magnetic field. It's also expanding, contracting. It's breathing. It's taking in the energy of space literally and transforming it. Right here in this toroid, we have enough energy to transform the entire Earth. And that's not just a theoretical statement, it's literally true. To contemplate the implications of this means that every single place on Earth suddenly has power. Every single person on Earth suddenly has power. We have universal abundance.
Trombley had been invited to demonstrate one of his generators at the United Nations and the U.S. Senate. But these events were undermined by the first Bush administration. Then the device itself was taken in a government raid. Trombley's experience isn't unique. Almost every time I found an inventor with a promising new technology in the field of free energy, he told a similar story of suppression. Inventor John Bedini began working with Tesla's theories of radiant energy decades ago and has produced an assortment of battery charging devices that generate more energy than it takes to run them. He announced that he was going to start offering them at low cost. Soon after that, he was attacked in his lab and warned not to produce the devices. For his own safety, he had to let go of marketing free energy. These are all devices from labs I personally visited.
Now,
Now, the quality of this footage is obviously poor, and I'm not expecting this to convince you. My point is that being there with these inventors, accompanied by experts, and seeing these new energy devices in operation convinced me that the technology is real. And the implications of that to me are absolutely thrilling. Canadian John Hutchison not only created some free energy batteries, but also used Tesla's theories to counter gravity, to make objects float. This could revolutionize the field of propulsion. His lab was raided and equipment was taken by police and government officials in 1978, 1989, and again in 2000. One of the scientists we were going to interview for this film was Dr. Eugene Maloff, an engineer from MIT and Harvard, and editor of Infinite Energy magazine, which covers both theoretical and technological developments in the new energy field. Dr. Maloff was mysteriously beaten to death in 2004. If these inventors were all hoaxers and charlatans, I wondered why are they being suppressed so consistently and so brutally. I asked free energy inventor Adam Trombley why he thought this technology was being suppressed and if the UFO phenomenon was related.
We've had major military people at great risk to themselves say, yes, these things are real. Why do you think the military-industrial complex doesn't want that statement to be made? Because you start thinking about what kind of technology is behind that. That's the bottom line. The suppression of UFO phenomena is hand-in-hand with the suppression of so-called free energy.
The energy is extracted from the fabric of the space around us, which means it cannot be metered. That is a direct threat to the single largest industry in the world, energy. It's goodbye ExxonMobil, goodbye oil, goodbye coal, goodbye linear transmission of electricity to power lines, all that gone. Unfortunately, it's someone's $200 trillion piggy bank. The proven oil and gas and coal reserves are worth north of $200 trillion. This information coming out would completely change geopolitical power more than anything since, well, in recorded human history. And it would happen in a generation.
I started to examine the breakthrough solutions, and much to my surprise, these concepts have been proven in hundreds of laboratories throughout the world, and yet they have not really seen the light of day.
Rather than smashing things together and trying to control the explosion, these new technologies rely on blending, of dancing with what naturally is. The common denominator of all the free energy devices I've seen is that they mimic in one way or another the torus energy shape. You don't have to believe in free energy technology to be concerned about the repression of ideas and inventions. I found myself thinking, what better way to justify our dependence on oil, coal, nuclear, and other dangerous and dirty technologies than to claim there are no better, cheaper alternatives? It was my beloved wife and creative partner, Kimberly, who kept bringing me back to the human implications of my scientific research.
And this is WBAI New York 99.5 Voices Indigenous Radio. And we want you to call that number 212-209-2950 to listen, to hear, to know, to be with this movie called Thrive. And what we need to do is understand that there is a different energy going on here, one that we haven't really understood so much, but this DVD brings it to life. The arts, the 12 areas of our lives, sectors of our lives, actually, and we were talking about the relations, the science, the spirituality, basically the worldview that we are achieving now. And part of that is going to the past where they were getting rid of these important scientists, these important people, these visionaries who were dreaming, and add something where we wouldn't have to be in the situation we are now. You know, Tesla had something. They got rid of him. And he talked about some other scientists here that aren't with us anymore because they had solutions to our problems here. And that's what this film is about. And in a sense, you think about it, it's very it's a knowledgeable film. It's a knowledgeable film. Thrive, and there's so many words I want to come up with. So when you sit down and you can look for yourself and decide for yourself what type of film this is for you, because I'm sure you will get something out of it. 212-209-2950. We need the tote board to light up, people.
Yeah, we do.
We need you to call in to get this DVD for $80. 212-209-2950. Tony, what did you think about that interview we just did with
I love the interview, and I mean, I think it really kind of highlights Teokas and what's going on, that there is a new energy happening on the planet, around the world. People are awakening to the idea that something is suppressing not just this technology, but the power that is naturally within people, all as well as the power that is naturally all around us. Mm-hmm. These scientists, as you heard, hundreds of labs around the world, people have used and tested these devices that pull energy out, that costs nothing, that doesn't harm the environment, does no damage to Mother Earth, and yet we don't have access to that. Why? Because a few people have a monopoly. As you heard in the last clip, over $200 trillion worth of coal, oil, uranium, whatever is under the ground. And as long as they have a monopoly on that, they are not going to want to move away from it. And why? As you heard again in that clip, because it would shift the global power. And my idea of it, not that it would shift from one country to another, it would shift from a few at the top to the people. We would be empowered, and that's what they're afraid of. And this film outlines that brilliantly. It is called Thrive. It's available here for your pledge of $80. We've got two people on the line now that doesn't get it done. We need eight more people to join us before we can get back to another clip. Give us a call, 212-209-2950. And as you said earlier, Teokas, you had to go back and rewatch the film, because there's so much in it, and you will too, folks. But what I really loved about the film is the solutions. Vandana Shiva is in this film at some point talking about what people are doing in India to fight the GMOs. I mean, they have done some brilliant stuff. It's beautiful what you see in this film. Also, they're looking at people around the world, not just with this energy, but people joining together in movements to make a difference, to stand up to this power structure. That is happening everywhere, and this movie outlines all of that, along with this energy that we can access and should be accessing right now. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those two calls. We're looking for six more of you now to join us on the phone, pledging at the $80 level to receive the film Thrive. They've given it to WBAI. In fact, we were in negotiations until late last night, and I want to thank Bahram over at the Venus Project for helping to facilitate this. He helped us to get a hold of this film and to get a hold of Mr. Gamble and make that interview happen. Thank you very much for your help with that. 212-209-2950. Five more of you now calling in, pledging at the $80 level to support First Voices Indigenous Radio and to support WBAI. You hear about this sort of thing all of the time on First Voices Indigenous Radio. A return to a connection with Mother Earth. A return to a kind of energy, a kind of usage that doesn't harm the environment around us, that supports life on this planet. And as Teokasen said a moment ago, not just people, but life on this planet in general. That's the kind of solution that we're looking for, a holistic view. And that's what this film looks at. 212-209-2950. We need four more callers, and we're going to get back to more from the film, because there is much, much to get to, plenty of the film, but we need also to hear from you. We need to know that you support this kind of material and that this is what you want to hear on this radio station. And again, Teokasen, I am telling you, there isn't another media outlet in New York City who would have this discussion on. There isn't another. They may call themselves liberal. They may talk about, they would not let this discussion on, because they are supported by the oil and gas companies. WBAI is not. Pacifica Radio is not. We're supported by the people. And that's why we can even have this conversation. And that is so important. It's key to what we do here. And it's the key reason that you should call up and pledge your support. The fact that we rely on you instead of corporations allows us to have this conversation. Without your support, you wouldn't even hear of this. It would be some, you know, some voice in the wilderness talking about this. But because you've chosen to support the station, we're able to continue to do this. Join those people calling now and make your pledge of support as well. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number for you to call to make your pledge of support at the $80 level for the DVD Thrive. The world is waking up. Indeed, the world is. More and more people around this planet are beginning to see what's going on. Someone stopping the information from getting through. And it's easy when they have control of, you know, the five companies own the media outlets. The same five companies are profiting on the wars and on the oil and this, that, and the other. It's easy for them to control the outlay of information. When you see that the news stories are constructed the same way, presented the same way, come on at the same time. You are being fed exactly what they want you to hear. WBAI is going to bring you a different point of view. WBAI is going to say things on the air that they would never say and that they wouldn't agree with. They know about these things on occasion, but we get to say them. This microphone is powerful, and you make it hot when you pledge. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those phone calls. We need two more of you now. Two more people calling in and pledging at the $80 level so that we can get back to more from Thrive. This film, I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be my film of the fun. I know it's early, but I'm pretty sure this is the one that's going to rock the most. Because when I got to see, when Bahram invited me over to 56 Walker to watch the film, I just was blown away, T.O., because I just hadn't seen anything like it. And as he said, he worked on it for, I think, 10 years, didn't he say? He worked on it for a very long time.
40 years.
Yes. He took his time, put the research into it, and it's presented here for you. It's never been presented on WBAI before, but it is important that you make your phone call. And I think when you see this, you're going to have the experience that Teokasin and I had. You're going to want to go back to the film over and over and over and watch it again and watch it again and watch it again. 212-209-2950. Thank you very much for your support.
That's right. We're going to go back to that film, Thrive, the movie, and I'd like to repeat what he said, what Foster said about hoaxes and charlatans. Why, if it's not the truth, why are they suppressing it? Why are they suppressing the so-called crazy people? And WBAI is one of those radio stations that people want to say conspiracy theorists, nuts, and you know, left-wing or far left-wing or whatever they're saying about us here. And I know that we have proved them wrong just about every time. You know, this film Thrive, the movie Thrive, this 2-hour-plus movie, does, you know, we can nitpick all we want, but when you look at the wholeness of how it is presented to you, the graphics, and just, you know, the opinions of many people from all walks of life, from ecologists and educators to environmental justice activists and leaders against corporate takeovers of water and seed, so much that we need to know how this is being done and how people are preventing from being taken over. These people are being persistent. You know, as we must be resilient, and WBAI is part of that because of you, the listener, the supporter here, because you've called that number consistently, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. You've called that number. Those of you who are new to WBAI say, how do I become a member? How am I going to be a part of this interesting, this fascinating, this unique radio station? Because there are extraordinary visionary leaders in all sectors of this human life that we endeavor to, whatever, persevere, I guess you would say. Chief Dan George said that on the Outlaw Hosey Wales. Endeavor to persevere. And more emerging all the time, folks. You are part of the emergence that we need to have, that you want to be part of. And, you know, we aren't saying this is a comprehensive DVD, but it is comprehensive. I got to take it to my place where I was able to watch it. I was able to understand, you know, stop it and get up and go. And Tony was invited to the premiere, the screening of it. It's a private screening, but I wasn't able to attend that. But I did and was able to take home the DVD, and that's why I'm saying to you that you have something very special here. If you get past all the nitpicking and things that you would want to come up with, and actually look at why you are questioning, why you are being critical of these things, that's what I did. Instead of being exclusive, I wanted to be inclusive about what they were saying and see what I could agree with and what not I could not agree with, and work with those ideas of the agreement and with a disagreement and come up with something. So that's what I was doing. 212-209-2950 is the number to call for this DVD, Thrive, the Movement. And we had an interview earlier with Foster Gamble, and he explained to us all about, you know, what is contained and what we must do, and then that we can actually accomplish this in one generation, from when your child grows up to be an adult, one generation, 20 years or so. And that is one generation that can understand, because that's what's going to take. And then they have to suffer a little bit about what we have not taken care of already. And I think that's going to take another generation. But we can actually stop it. And with these spiritual think tanks, and you can have the DVD that we're offering here by calling the number 212-209-2950 and get it here for $80, a 2-hour-plus movie telling us about the worldview, the spirituality, the science, the relations, the media, the justice, the infrastructure of how we must enact our wants and our needs upon the earth, upon with all of us, actually. We need to understand that the health of the planet and is how healthy we are, the governance, the environment, the education, the economics, arts, all of it. Understand that the pioneers are actually the explorers. I don't like using that word, pioneers. Why did I use it? But we can follow the money. We can talk about the global domination agenda all we want. We can look at the fundamental patterns of life and understand ancient cultures that also had this. And why didn't they keep it if that was the technology? But there's a few symbols are still around. And maybe they did have and found out. And that's why we don't find all the technology and the waste that we have today, and saying that that's the industrial complex is here and was not there. Maybe they knew how, and somehow something like a global domination factor came along and got rid of people who were in power. By how they got rid of people like Tesla and all these other scientists who were considered hoaxes and charlatans, but they were being suppressed and actually murdered and disappeared. So it's up to you. You are that next generation. 212-209-2950 is a number to call for $80 to pledge for Thrive the Movie here on First Voices Indigenous Radio. We are going to continue to show you the movie and to so that you can hear the movie Thrive by calling a number 212-209-2950. I don't want to stop because you are responding, which I expected you to do as listeners to WBAI and First Voices. As I start out every day that you hear First Voices Indigenous Radio on the air, you don't realize that within the introduction I have a medicine man saying a prayer, talking about how we must look to the children and how we must look to the future for those generations of children coming up, and how we must take care of ourselves now in order for that child to reach a full adulthood. And that's what we are doing here. That's what WBAI is now. It is an adult, and we are still questioning why we have to do things the way that the rest of the world thinks they have to do, while we are being forced to do things. Why we are disenfranchised. Why are we being forced to do things that we don't want to do? Are we really true free? Free? Are we being free as human beings? And I think by looking and educating ourselves with WBAI, First Voices Indigenous Radio, will bring you things like Thrive the Movement, Thrive the Movie. We are offering that for $80 here on WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And I thank you for joining us here and also calling that number. As always, I really appreciate all of you who have listened to WBAI through the years. And again, my name is Teokas and Ghost Horse. We are listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. And the number to call, what is that number to call? 212-209-2950. And 212-209-2950 is a number to call to pledge the $80 for the 2-hour plus DVD, the movie with Foster Gamble, with Vandana Shiva, with Satish Kumar, many other scientists, as well as people who look into the ancient cultures, the new energy technology. Even we dab a little bit into the ET and UFO part of it, and we look to the liberty part of it, how we must achieve this with good minds, with healthy spirits, and we look into the independent researchers we have here. We have visionaries. We have words, and how people like Mahatma Gandhi did it, and people, philosophers, economists, and talking about the illogic that we have now, and how much illogical, how illogical is it to live with a planet that we consistently destroy, and yet we think that we are bringing something wonderful to this planet, and yet we understand that there is another freedom to be gotten here, and that is called freedom to live and be with Mother Earth. And I describe it that way because we need peace with Earth, not peace on Earth. We need peace with Earth to truly achieve peace amongst ourselves. We have people who have volunteered all their life on this DVD. We have, again, authors and podcasters. We have all people, all walks of life on this DVD, Thrive. 212-209-2950 is yours for $80. And again, my throat is giving out a little bit, so I'm going to have to take a break. We're going back to the DVD, Thrive, $80. If you can continue to call that number. We had a great flurry going on here. We had a we want a blizzard dog. And those of you who have donated, have given your pledge to WBAI, I appreciate you. I really do. And it makes me energized to do more. It's like, okay, then I'll come on another year. I'll do this another year and see what we can do about bringing more awareness to the people out there. Something to give of myself, and I felt free to give it, and made me feel free that I volunteered. And everything I did, I understood that it was about giving, not sharing. And I say this, Tony, because I'm thinking about how Native people in this part of the world didn't have the word for sharing, because that meant you had to ration something. We only had one way of doing it, was giving. And that's why everybody's
here. You mean like when
I
lend my brother money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give, and it's never going to, you know, you don't expect
that. We'll have to have a fight about that later.
That's right. Just later. You'll take it out.
I'm teasing. My brother lends me money. I never have to lend him money.
I had to deal with four brothers, you know, and we were like puppies all over each other. I'm telling you, we knew what competition was about.
I imagine.
So that's where we come from. But this is an amazing DVD.
You know what's funny, Tioga? So we haven't gotten to the good part yet.
Yeah.
That's what's funny. There is so much in store for you folks. There's so much in this DVD. It covers so much ground. But my favorite thing about it is it doesn't just tell us what the problem is. It also presents solutions, viable solutions, solutions that people are already implementing around the planet to fight this. But it also talks about this energy that is rising on the planet that started with the Arab Spring, that took effect here in New York, took hold, and then spread across the planet. When the spring comes, and we are sharing our energy in the way that these people are talking, people are connecting their energy, and this energy is also going to connect eventually. 212-209-2950. Here's the deal, folks. We have got 10 minutes left in this hour. What we want to do is get 10 more of you on the phone before the top of the hour. It's only an $80 pledge. This is brand new, phenomenal material. You're going to hear from scientists. This man, Foster Gamble, is a scientist who put all of this together. He graduated from Princeton. And he did come from a moneyed family, but he went in another direction. He wanted to use his resources to support the planet and support the people of the planet rather than to focus on himself. He has spent his whole life researching this energy and wondering if there is energy that we could access to help the planet. And it's the very kind of thing that we do here. 212-209-2950. We accept your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa. We have volunteers standing by. There's the first of that 10, Tiokasin. Mm-hmm. Let's get those 9 other people to join. There is number 2. Thank you very much for joining in. Now we need 8 more of you. We have 9 minutes left in this hour. We need 8 more people to call. The pledge is just $80. The film is called Thrive. What on earth will it take? And it has the caption, "The world is waking up." And indeed you are, and indeed we are together. 212-209-2950. We're just trying to raise another $800 before the top of this hour. And that means that we need 8 more of you to call at this point and to help us do that. You're supporting First Voices Indigenous Radio. You are supporting WBAI. You are supporting free speech. And I'm so proud, Tiokasin, that we can have this microphone in front of us, that we have this outlet. As you said, you get to put forward messages that you wouldn't. You know, one of our hosts was recently offered a position at a mainstream media outlet, and the person decided not to take the position because they'd been in media for so long. They know that when you take that mainstream, you don't get to present the issues. You are a part of a machine that tells you what issues you can present.
You're censored.
And that's exactly the case. And that's why WBAI and the Pacifica Network is paramount to media in this country, to putting out an important message for people who actually have something to say, who aren't just talking in circles, talking at you, but presenting information for you. 212-209-2950. We should have those phones lit up by now, folks. We asked for 10. We've gotten 3. That has to change, and it shouldn't be the case. Let's have them light up. We got 6 minutes left or 8 minutes left in this hour. Let's have you join those people who have called. 212-209-2950. The DVD is called Thrive. It's over 2 hours of material. It looks at free energy. It looks at solutions. It looks at the monopolies that people hold, that the elite hold, which are keeping us from accessing any other kind of energy, because as long as they have the rights to the oil underneath you and the gas underneath you, as long as they can go and break into the shale and fracture the surface of our planet to get that gas out, they are going to keep doing it because you can't profit from it. They can. You know, I used to work in title insurance at some point in my life, Tiokasin, and you would see people would buy land and But the rights to the minerals underneath the land were already sold often to someone else. You could buy the land, but if they found minerals underneath, it did not belong to you because someone has a monopoly on that already. Amazing. I mean, it's really amazing. And it was, it's very interesting in the context of doing this work. I see how that worked and why that worked that way. 212-209-2950. Thank you for that phone call. We're now only four callers away, Teokasin, from getting to that 10 callers.
That's right. 212-2. I'm laughing because there's something similar in that, what you just said, that breath of similarity that I hear all the time about, you know, owning the land, but we really don't own it. We're just allowed to live on it.
Right.
Maybe the top 6 inches and everybody else owned. These corporations now call entities, called people, called individuals, have that vote to take that away from you. That's what you don't understand, because you're paying them rent to own something. I don't get it. But here, as you say, that there's WBAI as a solution strategic radio show, a radio station, and we are here. We are based on the years of consultants that we've had on. We have experts. We have everybody from all walks of life, historians. We have economics people. We have all these experts that come on, as well as everyday people like you and me coming on, giving your opinion, giving your knowledge and your wisdom to First Voices Indigenous Radio and WBAI. We have people from the arts and economics, but this movie Thrive, which we are offering for $80, only $80 for two and a half, probably 2.5 hours of prime time knowledge. And people, we need to actually look at the education factor. That American education is failing. It's not working anymore. It's not conducive with living with Mother Earth. It's turning out products. And you, as a producer for the system, and we're tired of that. I see the younger generation being tired of being used as a subject or an object. We want to be the people as who we were freely. We were born with all those inalienable rights. And it, to me, is not, no one should be giving you those rights. We were born with those rights. So we are understanding that. And I see that here at WBAI. We seem to have a step or two ahead of the rest of the nation when it comes to understanding the real, true heartbeat of this country called Turtle Island, as we call it, a native country. And right here, right now, you can get this DVD, $80. 212-209-2950. Looks like we're getting our calls, Tony.
We are getting them. We have a few minutes left at the top of the hour. Make sure that you're a part of this as well. We will take your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa. Please support this voice. Please support First Voices Indigenous Radio. I repeat, this show brings you these kinds of solutions on a regular basis. A regular basis. It teaches us to live with Mother Earth, to cooperate with her, to not destroy our environment, to live in harmony with it. That's what we hear about constantly on this program, and this DVD is presenting that same kind of solution and outlook. It's available to you for your pledge of just $80. I'm actually feeling like proud that we can present this. I'm so happy that we're able to bring this to our audience. Bahram from the Venus Project was telling me that the Venus Project has gotten behind this just because they believe in it. They believe so much in the solutions that the film presents. They're not connected with it necessarily. They are doing this because they believe in the solutions presented in this film, like I do very much, and much of what's presented here. 212-209-2950. And you know, sometimes, Teokasin, I've brought premiums to the air that I didn't agree with everything in them. Mm-hmm. And I don't sometimes. But there is so much good information in some of them that I feel like it would be a disservice to our audience not to bring those. And you can say I disagree with that. What's wrong with that? And we don't always agree with, you know what I say about WBAI. If you don't like what we say on air, keep listening for an hour. We'll say the opposite.
Yeah.
Keep listening. 212-209-2950. We're coming up on a station break, folks. We need those phones to ring. We need to hear from you. The pledge is just $80. 212-209-2950.